Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. What has happened in your business in the next 90 days, right? That's a question that I ask all of my clients when they come and work with me. What has happened in your business in the next 90 days, right? How many offers do you need to sell in the next 90 days? How much money do you want to make in the next 90 days, right? Once they can start to wrap their head around that question and answer that question, then we start to see a strategy being formed, right? So you know, okay, in the next 90 days, I want to make $30,000 per month, right? That's 3 months, 90 days, 3 months, 12 weeks, right? I want to make $30,000 a month. In order for me to make $30,000 a month, I need to sell on average this amount of my offers, right? Because you may have offers at different price ranges, which is fine, right? But I need to sell this amount of my offers, right? Or for one, I need to sell 5 of them. Or for two, I need to sell 10 of them. Or for three, I need to sell 50 of them. Whatever those numbers are for you, right? And then you start to say, okay, for me to sell these offers, these are the things that I need to tell my audience. These are the offers that will make my audience get really excited about buying any one of these things that I'm putting out, right? And the offer would entail doing XYZ. It's a two-week promotion. It's a competition. It's a whatever that may be. And the reason I ask that question is because I want you to get into the habit in your business, in planning out what is supposed to happen in your business in advance, right? We are in the middle of a month right now. You should already be thinking about what is going to happen in the next month and even in the month after that. Now, it doesn't have to be something set in stone, right? Because of course, we know in business, everything is flexible. But my point is, you want to start to formulate an idea of what is going to happen. We're in April right now. What is going to happen in May? What is going to happen in June? What do my offers look like, right? And start to, guys, write it out, map it out and figure out, okay, these are the offers I want to put out. This is how much I want to sell because this is how much money that I want to make. And I'm going to give myself 2 weeks or 3 weeks of promotion in order for me to get the sales that I want. Too many times we see entrepreneurs with great businesses, you know, great businesses, the businesses that you know, you know, offers that you know people are going to really, really lap up. But because they have no plan, you always know when there's no strategy involved. You always know when somebody gets up Monday morning and just decides to put something, all right? There's always a tell, right? But once you know what your offers are and you know who your ideal clients are, you're very, very clear about who they are, then it should be much easier for you to plan those things, right? When you do that, it takes away the stress and the anxiety of, oh my gosh, how am I going to make this money? Oh my gosh, how many people are going to buy from me? Oh my gosh, where am I going to show up? Oh my gosh, what am I going to say? Because if you know in advance what your offers are going to be, you can very well plan a content calendar, right? Because you know what you're going to say. You know what are the benefits of your offer. You know what the prices of your offer. You know what the frequently asked questions people are going to ask you about your particular offer. Yes, because you have thought about it in advance and you have planned it in advance. You can very well plan your content for that promotional period or that launch period or whatever you want to call it in advance. That eliminates so much stress and anxiety, and some of it you can even automate, right? So while that is going on, while your ad is running, while your posts are showing up on your social media because you automated it, while your emails are going out because you automated it, because you knew in advance, this is what I'm going to sell, so this is what I'm going to say, so I'm going to write it out and I'm going to send it in advance, I can also then focus on other income generating activities. So yes, money is going to be coming from that offer that I'm putting out, but I'm also going to be doing X, Y, and Z. And that is how you can actually sell more than one thing at the same time. You have to have a plan. Plan out your offers, guys. At this stage, if I came and say to you, what is your offer for May? You should already be able to say to me, Adanna, my offer for May is that I'm going to put out this, right? I'm putting out this. I want to sell 10 of it so that I can make $5,000. And I would say, okay, cool, right? Is that the only offer you have for me? No, this is just for the beginning of May. At the second half of May or the end of May, this is my next offer, and this offer entails, so it's for this type of client, it's going to be cost this amount, I'm going to promote it for this amount of time, and I'm going to make this amount of money. That is how a successful entrepreneur's mind works. Now granted, sometimes yes, because it happens to all of us, you might just get up a morning with inspiration, right? I say, hey, let me put all this offer, right? It might be, you know, some kind of sale or some kind of flash sale or something. Yes, that happens, don't get me wrong, and I'm not saying that if you get up with some inspiration that you don't put out the offer. But what I'm saying to you, right, don't rely on that boost of inspiration to just happen, because it doesn't happen all of the time, right? It doesn't happen to a normal person on a regular basis, and you want to make sure that you have something planned, guys. As a successful entrepreneur, you need to have a plan. You need to have a goal. You need to have a strategy that you can follow, that your team can follow, in case you have a team and it's not just you by yourself, right? So that everybody's on board, everybody's talking the same language, everybody has the same goal and working towards the same thing. Does that make sense to you guys? What has happened in your business in the next 90 days? How much money do you need to make in the next 90 days? How much clients do you want to attract in the next 90 days? Write that down. Work backwards. Start with the end in mind and then work backwards to get the results that you actually want in your business. I hope that makes sense. If not, and if it does, even jump into my DMs, leave a comment underneath this video, click the link in my bio to book a consultation, and let's talk a lot more about it. Because guys, I really, really believe, and I've seen it so many times in my own clients, that this is a fast track to success, a fast track to profits, if this is what you really desire in your business. Yeah, I hope to hear from each and every one of you who are listening to this video. Have a great day, and we'll talk soon. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.